44 minutes after the hour, sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on a Friday. James Timberlake, weekend here.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's Friday.
I know.
Should be a good weekend.
It's going to be great weather-wise.
Yeah.
Mid, low 80s. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Get out. I like it, too. Hey, do you play bingo?
Not, you know, very much.
Okay.
I have played bingo.
You have played bingo. Yeah, okay. All right. So it's just been a while. Today's bingo day.
Oh, okay.
All right. Right. So play some bingo today. And it's also happy birthday to you day. Not to you personally.
Yeah.
But it's happy birthday to you day. Because in 1859, the melody, probably the most often sung and most awkward song in the world, Happy Birthday to You, was composed
100%.
By Mildred Hill. Every time we just, it was just recently, I don't know, I can't remember where it was, but it was fairly recently, you know, we're singing Happy Birthday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just looking at the person, and it's just like so awkward. It's the most awkward thing ever.
It might be one of the most uncomfortable things. for somebody whose birthday it is.
I know, right? But yet,
that's the worst thing they're going to go through on
that
day.
But yet you don't mind singing it to someone, but when you're on the other side, you know, you don't know, should I smile? I'm just sitting here looking at everybody because everybody's looking at me.
No, here's the thing.
It's awkward, man.
The thing is, I do mind singing it because I know exactly how they feel, and I don't want them to feel that way.
Well, you got to say.
Unless it's somebody I'm like good friends with.
Right.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to make you this. Hey, guess what? I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable.
It's just so awkward.
That's the deal.
It just, I love it because it's awkward. It just cracks me up. I always, every time, you know, I don't sing. I don't, like, because I have a terrible singing voice.
That shouldn't stop you.
Well, I know. I just kind of hum it along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, I burst it out.
So it makes it look like I'm singing.
Well, I do. I'll do the opera version if I'm at the restaurant with a friend. You know,
you just get after it, don't you? Oh, nice. Good for you.
Everybody in that restaurant will know it's their birthday.
Oh, wow! Invite you to my birthday party?
No, I do it as a form of making it awkward. That's the point.
That's what I said. Sing at my birthday.
You're not supposed to like it.
I'm not a birthday person.
Yeah, you are. Everybody is.
No, I'm not.
No, everybody is. You have to be.
Well, yeah.
You're born.
Well, I know, but I'm just like, it's just another day to me. And the number.
Is there a threshold?
When the number is increasing.
Right.
It's just a number.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't feel my age.
There's a number.
You know, because you and I have been on the health kick for a few years here.
Right. Mine about a year.
Well, it's still a long time.
Yeah.
And. It's, you know, it's just a number. I don't feel my age. So that's all that's important, right?
Well, there's definitely a number that everybody starts to just forget.
Yeah.
Once you hit that point, you're like,
right,
okay.
Right.
Now we're just increasing.
Okay. All right. Guess what else today is? Well, besides many things. Ice cream cake day.
Mm.
Ooh.
I'm not a huge ice cream cake guy, I'll be honest
really?
With you.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's almost too much for me.
No,
personally,
not for me.
Sorry, are you trying to get an ice cream cake up here? Is that what you're doing? Sorry, I should wingman here.
Come on, man.
It is the
help
best
me
thing
out,
I've
wingman. You're not helping the cause, wingman.
It's,
come on,
it's the best type of dessert I've ever had.
Glide into this bad boy. Come on, ice
it's
cream
so
cake day.
Delicious.
Okay, all right. It's also sunglasses day today.
Yeah. Okay. All yeah. Right. I got to buy prescription sunglasses, which is the worst.
Oh, really?
Because there's a lot of them that don't, well, one, because I got Coke bottles for glasses. So a lot of them don't do that size of prescription sunglasses.
You don't have Coke bottle glasses.
No, Bob, come on.
No, you
have
don't.
You seen these bad boys?
I see them every day.
My lenses are coming out of the frames.
Oh, jeez.
It's not even a joke. I'm looking at them right now. They pop out. They're huge.
Okay. You're not. But anyway. Birthday's tomorrow. Did I get everything I wanted to say about today? Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of other things going on today, but that's where we'll leave it at that.
Ice cream cake day, the only thing that mattered to
you. That's the only thing that matters. Tomorrow, Mel Brooks is 99. Tomorrow. Wow.
Okay.
Kathy Bates, actress, is 77.
Yeah.
Great actress. John Elway, former great NFL quarterback, Denver Broncos, 65 tomorrow.
Man. That's weird to think about.
I know. One of my favorite actresses, believe it or not, Mary Stuart Masterson. She is 59.
I gotta look her up. Fabulous. I don't know who that is.
She's fabulous. I think she's just a great actress. She's just way cool. A lot of class. Elon Musk is 54 tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that. Armed Forces Day tomorrow. Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Bartender and Mixologist Day.
You know, that's
That's quite an art.
But yeah, I was going to say, that's a profession that does not get enough credit.
That's an art.
Not only do you have to deal with sometimes some of the worst people you've ever seen, you also have to remember all these recipes for mixing drinks.
Right?
It'd be awful.
Hey, dream big day tomorrow, James. Dream big, man.
Okay.
I mean, I can go for it.
I can try, I guess.
Yeah. Sunday, Almond Butter Crunch Day. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Descendants Day. It's always cool.
Descendants Day?
Yeah, okay. Descendants. Find out who your descendants are. Mud Day. I didn't know mud had a day, but it does. It's Mud Day.
Why not?
Log Cabin. Love cabins.
See, I'm not a cabin guy.
Oh, aren't you?
I don't like, mainly the architecture, just like wood, like log as like a home foundation, if you will. That's never been my...
Okay.
I don't like that look for me personally.
Hey. Make a waffle tomorrow, James. It's waffle Sunday. It's waffle iron day.
You want me to be honest with you? One of the...
Well, don't lie to me.
Well, I hit break to do it all the time. No, I'm just kidding. One of like the... what's the word here? Like as you're a child, one of the things that you grow up loving and then you kind of forget about. Yeah. This is one of them. You go to a hotel or a motel.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the waffle iron. And you're making your own waffles out of the batter they have.
Yeah.
Blow your little mind. Right. And I know every child out there has the same experience because I had it too. You go to a hotel. You're on a vacation or something with your family. Oh, guess what? We're going to have waffles and you're going to make it yourself. Check it out. This is how we do it. And it's just a little contraption. You put batter in. You flip it over. You let it sit for a little bit. Flip it back over. Look, you've made your own waffle.
All right, James.
Blows every little kid's mind.
Small things in life. I like it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
It still blows my mind. If I'm going to a hotel or something, I push all the kids out of the way. I say, it's my turn.
Oh,
I want to do the waffles.
It's
my turn.
All right. Well, James, if we're ever in a motel, I'll make sure and make you a waffle.
Tell me there's a waffle maker.
Then you can do
it. That's what I want to do.
Hey, Faith Kipyegon, she was going to try to break the 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
She didn't, unfortunately, but impressive. She did 4 minutes and 6.42 seconds.
Oh, that's brutal.
But that eclipsed her own world record of 4.0764 seconds. She took a little bit more than a second off.
That's got to be awful. Faith, you're that close.
I know. Faith, you're going to get there. Hang in there, babe. You're going to get there. Hang in there. You know what? And if she doesn't, there's going to be a lady behind her that's going to do it.
Yeah, at the very least, you've proven that
it can be done.
It can be done.
Because there's women out there right now that are going, I can do that.
Yeah, very much
so. I love it. Faith, keep up the faith. Good job.
Nice. Well played.
Like that? James Webb Telescope, historic discovery, James, another alien planet, man. James Webb.
At this point, it'd be surprising if they found something else.
Well, they're like finding like 5,000 in the last decade.
It'd be weird if one day James Webb Telescope was like, hey, we were actually looking down at the Earth and we found this massive ant colony.
Yeah. 110 light years away. It orbits, it's about the size of Saturn, orbits a small star smaller than our sun. This sun's about 6 million years old, they figure. That's a young un.
Yeah.
Considering ours is 4.5 billion years old.
Yeah, that's a little baby sun.
All right. Hey, let's see here. No more blue screen of death anymore. Windows announced.
Yeah, okay.
operating system. Microsoft says it's ready to say goodbye to the familiar blue hue, replacing it with a minimalist design that embraces a darker aesthetic.
That's what I...
It's a black screen of death.
I was going to say. I was like, they're not just... No, they're not. They haven't solved the solution to the blue screen of death. They're just changing the color.
They're just changing the color.
They're like, we know this isn't great, but what do we change the color?
So look for black after they do the update.
I actually don't like that.
I don't like it either. I'd rather have blue.
Well, if you have black, too, that's usually like your when you open the back end of your operating system, it's a black screen.
I don't like it anyway. Okay, trivia. 48% of people look forward to this every day, James. What do you look forward to every day? 40, if you're in this 48 percentile.
48% of people.
You'll never get it.
Look for this every day?
Yes. Look forward to it.
Look forward to it every day. The shower.
The ride home.
Yeah.
You and your showers, man.
I'm one of those people. Well, yeah.
The ride
home.
If
it was their morning shower, it'd be 92% probably. 48% is actually low.
That is
in
low.
My opinion. Right. I mean, I love the ride home at the end of the day.
All right. You crank the tunes on?
Yeah, I'll put some tunes on.
All right.
I'll put some... Maybe a podcast on if I'm feeling it. I don't know. Okay. If I'm getting a little crazy.
Listen to your own podcast on the way
no.
home?
No. God, no. God, no. No. I'm not that not that vain.
Hey, wingman, I'm giving you a...
No, I know, but...
I'm giving you an opportunity here.
You can listen to Active Reload. I won't listen to it with you, but
right.
I did record it.
That's right.
So you can go listen to it. Me and
James
Grant
has an award.
Video games.
James and Grant's award-winning podcast by the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters.
Yeah.
Right here.
Active Reload.
Active Reload.
Produced in-house.
Produced here.
Right across the hall.
Check it out. Yeah, right across the hall from you. So check it out. Active Reload. If you're into the gaming,
mm-hmm.
you want to check these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, James, 3 out of 10 men have this in common.
3 out of 10 men have this in
common.
Yeah.
You'll never get it.
Yeah, I don't know. 3 out of 10, that's a low percentage.
They have a hole or holes in their underwear.
Okay. Okay.
No way, man.
I mean, technically they all do. I got to get my legs through something.
Well, true story there. No.
Yeah, that's... Then, that's...
No.
Yeah.
No, it would drive me crazy.
Like a 6-pack of Hanes boxer briefs costs like $7 at like
right.
Walmart or whatever.
Exactly.
Just go grab some briefs.
Here's one for you. Should you, when you buy new clothes, socks, mm-hmm. underwear, mm-hmm. shirts, pants, should you wash them first?
I do.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. They say you should.
They have,
definitely.
They put pesticides and stuff on them so that the...
Well, and the handling
yeah.
of them. And then if anything, too, how many people have tried those things on, whatever they are?
You know anybody that's tried on underwear and
no,
then put it back?
No, I don't know anybody.
Okay. Or socks, for that matter?
Right. I've never seen anybody try socks on, but
man.
that would be awkward.
If you're going to a store, like a shoe store, and you're putting on socks and then putting them back because you didn't like them,
right.
arrest that person. Banned from the store forever.
Man.
That's crazy.
Trying socks on.
Yeah, and then putting them back.
And you don't even know your size?
Stop it.
You don't know your size?
I know my size for socks, of course.
Yeah, right. So you don't even need to try them on. Just look at the color.
It's cotton, so it's going to stretch.
Hey, here's a remember quiz. Remember these, James, and you won't remember probably any of them. Maybe you will. Yeah, you probably will some. Inserting a VHS tape into a VCR to watch a movie.
I had the VHS copy of The Sandlot, and I ran that thing until it was spitting out tape the other side.
Oh, wow. Okay. Rotary dial televisions with no remote control. You know the ones where the kids were the remote control?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kids, go change your channel.
Actually.
That was me growing up. I was the youngest.
Mm-hmm. We used to have one a long time ago.
I was an expert channel.
Yeah.
Remote person. Yeah. Moving it around. I didn't actually mind. The scream of a modem connecting. Hey.
I don't like that sound.
The buzz of a dot matrix printer.
Ooh. No idea what that is. Never heard of that in
okay.
my life.
Having to delete something to make room on your hard drive.
We still do that today.
Yeah. Because we have so much huge drives. Phone books and yellow pages.
Yeah. I was catching the tail end of that.
Yep. Sending film away to be processed.
No. Didn't have to do that.
Okay. Swimming pools with diving boards.
What? We still have that.
I still have those. Having to manually unlock a car door.
Yeah. My fob didn't work for a long time. Yeah. So.
There you go. Remember those things.
What about hand crank windows? There you go.
There's a good one for you, man. Yeah. I like this. See how fast you can roll the window up.
Yeah.
And down. Yeah.
And my dad would love me for it. Not annoying at all.
Hey, James got Swap Shop next hour. Load him up. Talk to him. On News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Have an awesome weekend, everybody.